Building Faith Podcast by Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. For more tools, tips, and teachings, check out our community by going to chrisreese.com. That's K-R-I-S-R-E-E-C-E.com. Have you ever been told that love conquers all, or all you need is love? While these make for great song lyrics, they also make for great gaslighting weapons designed to make you believe that it is your responsibility to transform a narcissist. And these ideas may make you think that if you can just love like Jesus, everything will be great. The gaslighting will stop, they'll value you as a person, and they'll finally realize all the wrong they've done to you. Well, my friend, this is what we call wishful thinking. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to another edition of the Building Faith Podcast, where it is my hope to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. So if you are not already subscribed, would you go ahead and do so? And maybe you would consider leaving a rating? I would greatly appreciate that. Listen, I want to talk to you today about why your love can't change a narcissist. And I want to share something that can. And I was prompted to think about the loving of a narcissist after a message came through one of my YouTube videos. This viewer wrote, now I'm going to shorten it a little bit for the sake of time. Here's what she wrote. She says, "Have you ever wondered if your videos are causing people to divide rather than seek to love others? We serve a loving God that desires us to love him most and love others as ourselves. God knows the full story. He tells us to talk to the other person. He tells us to love, forgive, and seek peace. Do not lean on your own understanding. And how much better a place would this world be if we would seek to stop labeling others and looking for fault and figuring out ways to be on guard against people all the time? How much happier would we be if we did things God's way?" Now, I was going to respond to this message, but I realized that there's so much to unpack here, and it's likely something that you're struggling with too. And you're either asking similar questions, or you're struggling with people like this who twist God's scripture to bring shame to an already painful situation. And there's much that I disagree with in this message, but for the sake of time, I want to focus on this idea of love. And many people, especially Christians, are under the misconception that it is our job to love unconditionally. But there's even much debate among scholars as to whether God's love is truly unconditional. Bear with me. Some will say that God's love is unconditional, as displayed in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." They go on to say that while his love is unconditional, his acceptance and rewards are not. Others will say that God's love is conditional because his love cannot contradict his goodness and holiness. But in his love, he provided a solution, the finished work of the cross. And all we need to do is repent to be in right relationship with him. There may be a few consequences to pay, but in with God nonetheless. Regardless of whatever side of the fence you fall on, what many are interpreting as love is actually tolerance and an enablement of sin. No repentance required. So, if your love communicates tolerance to a narcissist, why would they change? The truth is, the narcissist interprets your love as foolishness. They're not thankful for it. They expect it. And much like a sinner who hears the "God loves you so much" message and thinks, "Okay, cool, I'm good then," so does the narcissist feel in the face of your love. And perhaps it's time to reject the notion that you're somehow a bad Christian if you don't endure narcissistic abuse and embrace the wise words of Proverbs 22:3. "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." After all, here are people that the Bible expressly says to avoid. So, a Pollyanna approach to quote-unquote love is likely to lead you right into the lion's den. So, if your love can't change them, what can? The answer? Consequences. The fear of loss or pain is the only thing that will possibly motivate a narcissist to change. If there is a threat to something that they have or they want, they will make the necessary adjustments. But don't get excited, my friend, because they certainly won't be happy about it, and it's not likely a transformation type of change, you know, like the one that God does for us. It's just change enough to get or keep what they want. That's it. And before you get all excited and think, great, I'll finally be able to let my guard down, hold on a second. You will likely have to keep your guard up and your boundaries in place, as they will take the first opportunity they can to revert right back to the way they were previously behaving. And that's why it is crucial for you to learn how to set boundaries. Your boundaries are not tools for making them change, however. They are to protect you. So if you're tired of being taken advantage of, my friend, it's time to set a boundary. And unfortunately, in many cases, if what a narcissist is potentially losing isn't important enough to them, they don't change, and they may even move on to an easier target. Remember, narcissists are self-centered, shame-filled, lazy opportunists. But just as a caveat, they're not always lazy in their line of work, especially if that contributes to their image. Now, back to this woman's comment from earlier. I too agree. How much happier would it be if we all did things God's way? Yes, let us love like Jesus, but let us also follow all the provision that he has made for dealing with such toxic people. Hey, did you know that there are actually 5 types of people that God wants you to avoid at all cost? Well, I want to invite you to jump on over to episode 236 to find out. And in the meantime, I want to invite you to grab a copy of my free Toxic People Survival Guide. My friend, this is my free gift to you to help you learn how to identify and deal with all the difficult people in your life. I will go ahead and include a link in the show notes, or you can jump on over to chrisreese.com and grab that valuable resource today. Thank you for listening to the Building Faith Podcast. Remember to subscribe. For more resources mentioned in this podcast, go to chrisreese.com. While you're there, help us keep the Building Faith Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or by making a one-time donation. Well, my friend, until next time, remember, all things are possible with God.